The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all of Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. He raised his eyes towards his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when they hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when they speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in the same way." The Gospel of the Lord.
This is that time of year in which the Oscars and Grammys and all those kind of events are happening, and in that process of leading up to those events, there is always this question of who will win and who will be the best actor or actress, or who will be which movie will get the best, which always automatically means that some people will not make it. And so there'll be five people nominated, and one will go home with something, and the rest will go home. At the end of the year, very often, people send out not only Christmas cards, but nowadays often a letter that says, "This is what's happened during the past year." I received an email today from one of our chaplains, and she said it was busy at Christmas in January. She was getting her message out today. But those kind of messages summarize what happened. Joe went to school, Mary got married, the dog got ill and died, we took a trip to this place. It's a summary of positive things that happened during the year and often some struggling things that happened during the year. And then we also recently had the State of the Union, in which the president often will say what are happening that's a positive thing in the world, in our country, and some of the struggles. When Jesus gives the Beatitudes, whether it's in Matthew 5 or in this Luke version, he is giving us a conclusion. He is giving us a vision. He's giving us a summary of all that he's been preaching and speaking and acting about when he healed and when he invited and welcomed people in. So I invite us tonight to take a moment to consider that statement, that summary, that reflection you might have about your life, the struggles and the joys, the hopes and the blessings. Some of us maybe did it at New Year's and we made resolution. We're going to do this more because it's a wonderful thing, and we're going to try to pull back on some of this other stuff. It might be a diet, it could be use of language, it could be a learning language, it could be going to that neighbor that seems to be isolated. We made those resolutions looking on the past and going into the future. And Jesus gives us this powerful sermon, this summary of what he invites us to do. And I just invite you to reflect on these words that Jesus gives us. He says, "Blessed are the poor, the hungry, the weeping, and those who are hated because of me." The poor, the hungry, the weeping, and those who are hated because of me. Where have we experienced this recently in our lives? A poverty, a hunger, a weeping, or being hated because of Jesus. Some of us might not feel poverty in the pocketbooks, or maybe we have, but we might feel a poverty, something happening in the family or in the neighborhood, a poverty in the context of what's happening in our world, whether it's the wall or whether it's immigration or whether it's all the shootings that continue to take place. There might be some poverty, something that makes you in touch of what is lacking. And there's a pull inside of us that says, what can we do to move beyond that poverty? And Jesus says, those who live and experience poorness or poverty, they will know the kingdom of God. That's the promise. When have we felt hunger? And once again, it might not be hunger in our stomach, but maybe that would be true. Or maybe we felt a hunger for better communication with your spouse or your kids or your parents or someone that's been disconnected from your family. There might be a hunger for better relationships among races, among women and men, among people of other languages or religions. When have we felt a hunger? Because Jesus promises that when we feel that, he promises we will be satisfied. When have we wept? When have we had a pain of a loss? It might have been someone that died, but it could have been something else. Maybe you lost your vision, or lost your best friend at school, or lost out on a position at a sports league or on an acting opportunity in your life. Where have we felt a sense of loss, of weeping? And when have we felt a sense of hatred because we believe in God? It might be because you believe that God is the God of life. It might be that you believe that God is the God of truth. It might be because we believe that God is a God that loves and includes all people. How have we experienced that sense of not being loved because we're connected to Jesus, to God, or to this church? Clearly, in this time of scandal within the church, and as the Pope and the leaders get together about scandal within the leadership of the church, we can feel that sense of hatred, because why would you stay in the church? Why do you keep going back to that place, that terrible place? You might have experienced that in thought or someone's words to you. It might have been because you're in a second relationship and people judge you because you decided to leave a bad relationship, often a hurtful relationship, a dysfunctional relationship. You made a choice for something that was healthier and better. Maybe you're gay or lesbian, and maybe you are trying to identify who you are, and other people want to discount you or even call you evil, or say, as one preacher lately said, they should all be shot and killed. Where have we felt that experience of, because we believe in Jesus, that someone hates us? Jesus invites us tonight into this good news. Because the Beatitudes are all about the promise of God. He promises us the kingdom of God. He promises us that we will be satisfied. He promises us that we will laugh. He promises us a place at the table. And so Jesus ends this homily, this sermon, by saying, be aware that if you feel too rich, or if you feel too filled, or if you feel that you're laughing now, or if you feel like you can tell other people as prophets that they are not to be part of the kingdom, Jesus says, woe to you. But his bottom line is that we are blessed, and he wants to bless us over and over again. last weekend and tonight, your parish here is continuing the annual event called Together in Mission. As one of those pastors that get about 50% of our budget at St. Camillus from Together in Mission, the blessedness that you share in prayers and donation to all those schools and parishes that benefit is just a pure blessing, a pure sense of gratitude, a pure sense of hope and blessing. And so I know Cambria has a message for us as second part of Together Mission. May we know that the Bible calls us to be blessed, and in that blessing, we are called to live in the community of God together in mission.